The most expensive state Supreme Court race in U.S. history results in a blowout win for Susan Crawford. Unofficial results show the liberal candidate Crawford defeated conservative Brad Schimmel by 10 points, and the 2.3 million total votes cast equals a 50% turnout rate, both of which are records for a Supreme Court election in Wisconsin. Here and Now senior political reporter Zach Schultz was with Crawford on election night and has the story.
All right, Wisconsin, we did it.
Susan Crawford's election night event turned into a victory party a lot earlier in the evening than anyone expected. As the polls closed at 8 o'clock, supporters were preparing for a long night and were caught off guard as national election observers started calling the race for Crawford. Soon enough, retiring Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley came to the stage to announce Crawford had won her seat on the court.
Justice-elect, the future of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Susan Crawford!
She took the stage with the rest of the liberals, showing this election was not just about one seat, but securing a liberal majority on the court for at least the next 3 years.
Today, Wisconsinites fended off an unprecedented attack on our democracy, our fair elections, and our Supreme Court. And Wisconsins stood up and said loudly that justice does not have a price. Our courts are not for sale.
The numbers aren't gonna turn around. They're too bad, and we're not gonna pull this off.
In Pewaukee, Brad Schimmel had planned for his band to play a much longer set list, but had to cut it off early to tell his supporters it was over.
I've called Judge Crawford and conceded. No, no. No, 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 no. You gotta accept the results.
In the closing weeks, the race had spiraled beyond the typical Wisconsin Supreme Court election. With $100 million in spending, the race became nationalized, and Wisconsin voters were being asked to elect a justice and deliver a referendum on Donald Trump, all while Elon Musk wore a cheese head and handed out million-dollar checks.
I never could have imagined that I'd be taking on the richest man in the world for justice in Wisconsin. And we won!
Musk's spending certainly boosted conservative turnout, but it also boosted liberal turnout.
I think a lot of it has to do with Brad Schimmel and with him kind of being with Elon Musk and the whole, you know, backed up by billionaires thing. I think a lot of people were like, you know, Elon Musk doesn't deserve to be in Wisconsin politics.
With the majority secured, liberal advocates are expected to push cases that would overturn Act 10 and redraw the lines for Wisconsin's congressional delegation.
I look forward to working with my colleagues on the Wisconsin Supreme Court to deliver fair and impartial decisions.
Not all her colleagues are ready to welcome her with open arms. Justice Rebecca Bradley is the most outspoken of the conservative minority and up for re-election next April.
I think with Judge Crawford's win, we're going to see a continued politicization of the judiciary. And unfortunately, over the last couple of terms, my four liberal colleagues have ruled uniformly with the Democratic Party, which is why you saw all this money come in.
Crawford will take the bench in August to start her 10-year term.
Together, we will confront and overcome the challenges we face. As our state's motto says, everybody, forward! Thank you from the bottom of my heart, Wisconsin. I am forever grateful. Thank you.
Reporting from Madison, I'm Zach Schultz for Here and Now.